So, 8000 Hertz, a new podcast episode, live and direct now from Italy and in English. It's the international podcast. It's a special edition Frequenz Julien. And yeah, we have a guest and a special series about the event in Italy. So I keep you updated. Tune in. Let's go. So I have a guest here. We are sitting in a car in Italy, near Treviso. We are on the gravel camp from the Nova Eroica. Ale is sitting next to me. And Ale, yeah, how's going and who are you?
Hello, guys. Nice to meet you. I'm Ale. I'm the head of marketing of Eroica. We are here near Susegana for a gravel camp with a lot of nice people and nice guys. And we spent this day riding bike and drinking maybe some Prosecco, maybe too much. And it was a very nice experience. And we are also building some interesting relationship, and also is something also to build a small community, also internal community maybe, but that is a sort of starting point to building something better, something different in the cycling scenario.
Yes, yes. You called it really really good. We are here in the Prosecco region, the Prosecco Hill.
Yeah.
Because in 1 month, the 27th of April, we have the Nova Eroica Prosecco Hills weekend. And for this, I got invited with some other friendly and nice people from Italy and also Germany to come in the Veneto region,
yeah,
next to Treviso. And yeah, we was for 1 weekend here, and I think a lot of people know Eroica, the most of the listener. I think also Nova Eroica, but perhaps you can say just a few words about the concept of Eroica. The people know it. Okay, this is riding with old school bike till 1987, and then and culture, nice snacks. Beautiful region, and then you have also the Nova Eroica. So perhaps you can in 2-3 words, what's the idea behind?
For sure. So we love to describe Eroica as a brand and not as an event, because our payoff is the beauty of fatigue and the thrill of conquest, and we think and we trust in this kind of thing that is something that you can apply also to the life and not also to the cycling. So maybe often the easiest way is not the most beautiful way to do something, to go to the work maybe, to approach to the new job, a new task, a new relationship. So maybe is something that is for example, is something that if we compare to the playlist that Spotify suggests us, is something that you want discover something new, but not the track or the song that algorithm suggests us, but is maybe something new that you discover in a store or maybe in a cafe. You listen something new, some music new. It's something different from the ordinary, okay?
The classical way,
yeah,
the classical way. And for example, when you pick up some location in events like the brand Eroica or like the rides from Eroica, like it's also going international from Italy for sure, like big history of cycling, then also in Germany. I think also in California, right?
Yeah.
Japan also?
Yeah, we have the event in Japan. We had the event in California for 6 years. And after, with the corona, we had some issue. We have the event in Rijkswalkenburg, that is in Netherlands. And we have the event in Germania, with Rijka Germania. And also this year we have two events new about Nova Rijka. So the format with the new bike, the gravel one. And we have an event in Istria with a very beautiful region around. The starting point is from the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing, I think, for also for the mind and not only for the legs. And also we have a new event, Nova Rijka event in Piedmont, is in the Ivrea city.
Okay, really beautiful. Yeah, I was, I think, 2 years ago for one Nova Rijka event in Switzerland. Also super beautiful. And yeah, you said before, it's like with new bikes, only road or mostly gravel. What's a little bit different from the classical Eroica event, and then you have like the Nova Eroica, comparing to from the bikes.
Okay. We built the Nova Eroica format mostly for the new bike, but we propose the same vibes, the same emotional, the same payoff. So the Beauty Fatigue and the Trail of Conquest, but with the new bike. We do this also to approach the young community, the young people that maybe are not interested in the whole bike, on the whole steel vintage bike, but maybe they have a new gravel bike and they want to try something new. So the focus of our event is not the race, is not the performance, is not the time, but is something that is about the experience, is about the emotion that you live during the event. So our food stop are very, very particular, are not the usual food stop that you can find in an event. You don't eat some like
gels
or something like that, but you eat ribollita, you drink prosecco, you eat salami sandwich. So it's something strange maybe for a cycling event, but our focus is that you can live a unique experience, something unique based in your emotion and not about the performance. For sure, if you want to go fast, there is some time and section during the event, but it's up to you if you want to go fast or not. So nothing, no stress about this. So no performance stress or something like that. Also, the ranking, we have a ranking, but it's not something that we are focused in our communication. It's something that, okay, we have a ranking, you can go fast if you want, but there are more than the ranking. There are the motion that you can live, there are the food stop, there are the beautiful landscape, and also our routes normally are very, very inclusive. So there is something steep for sure, but the gravel, the kind of gravel that you will find, is something very, very smooth.
Yeah. So
not too much rocky or something like that. Because also, if you have never ridden a gravel event, you can approach maybe with the short one route, but you can try an Eroica event. So
yeah, this is for the listener. So if you go to the Eroica or Nova Eroica event, it's like you have, like, for example, the next one here, the 27th of April in the Prosecco Hill. I think it's like 35, 70 kilometers.
120, and also we have from this year, we have also the epic route that is 220 kilometers with 4,000 elevation gain. So something not for all,
yeah,
but is something for sure epic.
Yeah, And do you think, like, for example, you say, like, you have this time, like, this huge, the big route, like, over 200 kilometers. And do you think that have something to be with, like, that gravel cycling has become huge among young riders? So that, or how does Nova Eroica fit into this movement that more and more young gravel riders are coming and say, like, ah, oh, nice, we want to race, for example? How?
So, to attract young people, we are doing a lot of things. For example, from this year, there are a lot dedicated fee, dedicated entry fee for the youngest people, for the under 25 and also for the under 30. There will be a dedicated fee, a very, very reasonable price, because we want to promote the young people at our event. Yeah, the happy route is something also for the young people, because the ultra distance, also if the Nova Eroica happy route is not something ultra, because if you are well trained, you can do in one day.
Yeah.
So it's not something that we can call ultra, but it's something that maybe is in between, and there is something that you can attract some people that they won't try ultra, but maybe they don't ride a lot during
the year.
Or want
to sleep the next three days.
Yeah, or they
on a bus stop.
Yeah, or they don't want to sleep in a bus stop, and they prefer the bed. So it's something for this kind of people. And also the festival program is something that is something that maybe could be interesting for also for the young people, because we have some after party, some DJ set, some live music, and also something for everyone, for the kids, for the young people, and also for the people that don't love the after party race, but there is something for everyone. This is our key and our point. Our event won't be more inclusive possible.
Nice. And also more and more young riders, but also like the classical riders are interested in sustainability and, how do you say, adventure travel, you know? And how does Nova Eroica tap on these trends, or like this movement, for example, when this weekend for the gravel camp we was in a super nice countryside. I don't know how we can call this kind of location, from the Borgo Luce, Fosteria Borgo Luce.
Fosteria Borgo Luce is a guest house.
Guest house.
It's the typical guest house of the countryside in Italy. There are a lot. The Borgo Luce's one is very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's a guest house.
Yeah. And they are also talking like a lot about like the environment. That is like a really important thing to recognize. And also like the what I talked before, like the sustainability.
Yeah, it's always challenging for a cycling event, working on the sustainability and working on try to preserve the nature, the roots and the landscape. And we are lucky because we are a very, very educated community about this. So, for example, during our main event, that is Leroy Kingaiole, we have 9,000 participants.
Wow.
And there are, after the events on the route, there were very, very, very few tires and some inner tube, but is something that sometimes we posted the photo on social media, because after the event there were maybe 50 inner tube and 10 tires along all the routes. So it's something that you can tell, wow, something. Our community is very, very well educated about this. And we are quite happy for this, for sure. And we are working to do always better, to improve our food stop, to improve our race park, to improve our village and our bike village, to try to preserve the nature and to do some sustainability things in our best way.
Yeah. Yeah, and how you also talk about the food stop, for example, in other classical bike events when you do like ride outs and everything, and you have some root stop, you have like the Coca-Cola, perhaps you have some gels from a sponsor. You know, I don't want to complain. It's cool that you have something, but in the Nova Eroica or in the Eroica, it's like really cool that you have like the local food, the local food and the local culture. On the road, you ride in this nice region. If it's, for example, here in the Prosecco Hills, and when you have I saw it in Switzerland, there was like this nice snack from this region, and this was like
there was the raclette.
Yeah, the raclette, and there was nothing like packed in plastics that you take with and you have it in your pocket or you need to throw it away in the trash or something. So this is, I think, also like a nice point of view, not only for the ecosystem, but also for the taste in your mouth.
Werbung, neue Saison, neues Bike. Dann würde ich dir empfehlen, verkauf doch dein altes Bike und genau auf bicycle.com. Jeder kennt's mittlerweile, der Marktplatz für gebrauchte Fahrräder, ob für Rennrad, Gravel, Mountainbike, mittlerweile auch Fahrradteile oder Bekleidung. Sehr geile Seite, finde ich richtig nice. Den Laden bzw. Startup kenne ich jetzt schon seit einigen Jahren. Trust me, macht richtig Bock. Und mit meinem Code Julian30 bekommst du 30% Rabatt auf die Seller Protection. Von daher, verkauf dein Bike sorgenfrei, schnell und zu den besten Konditionen. Und von daher würde ich sagen, alla hopp, Sarul. Und jetzt geht's weiter mit dem Podcast.
What can expect perhaps the people when they are coming for the next Nova Eroica event, if it's here or what's your favorite?
Every of our events are different in our food stop, in the offer of our food stop. For example, in Veneto on the Nova Eroica Prosecco Hills, you can find some very, very typical cheese as the Asiago one, as the sandwich with the salami, the boiled head, the Prosecco for sure, and also the typical ham that is produced here in Veneto. We have for sure also some veg and some vegan offer. This is one of our most important point about the food stop, because we want to be more inclusive as possible for sure. And but for example, if you go to the Nova Eroica Buon Convento in Tuscany, you will not find Prosecco, you will not find the Asiago cheese, but you will find the Ribollita. This is a bread soup. And you will find the Chianti wine. So it's something, the format is the same, but the offer is differing, because it's something about the typical food of the region and not of the event. So we want promote also the region and not only the event, because we strongly believe in the connection between the region and the event.
Yeah. And some ideas from for the future, like how do you see the Nova Eroica evolving in the coming years, when you see like this huge amount of people who go cycling, gravel, and how was the when you see like back in the days, like 10 years ago, and how do you see like how it's going in the next 10 years, for example?
Yeah, so We are, as a brand, we have to be, I think, more inspirational than commercial. So we have not to focus only on the number of participants that we have to our events, but also we have to focus to building a real strong community that trusts in our values. So that's the point for us. It's not, it's our job and our work is not something that is based on the number of our event and is or the number of participants in our event. For sure, we have to reach something that is good also for the economy of the event, because the, yep, the event have to work with this lag, but is is something in a long terms that we want to be inspirational, and that's why we build the Rijka Cafe, for example, because we want that people can live the same emotion that can live at our event every day in something that is something like a box, yeah, you know. And Rijka Cafe is a box that where you can live the feeling, the mood that you can live during Rijka events every day of your life if you want.
Okay. Yeah, now I get really exciting for the new event, because we are sitting here in your car looking on the... There are some gravel white roads, and yeah, all the 5 or 10 minutes people with bikes coming over. This looks really good. And for you, what was your personal favorite moment from the Nova Eroica event? Like you work over, I think, over 10 years now for the brand.
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. 7 years. And it depends, because... I like a lot the happening before the starting day, yeah, in every event, also the classic one and also the novice one, because there is something in the air that is very, very exciting. So I think that this is my favorite moment, because when you start, is already the day of the event, yeah, so you are very, very excited, but you also very, very focused on the event, that everything going well. So my favorite moment is the day before, the evening before the starting day.
So you know, okay, everything is well planned, cool. Yeah. Now we just need to sleep some, yeah, couple of hours, and then
yeah, you see people that that going sleep very, very early, because they have to ride a lot the day after. So it's very, very nice, interesting watching the bike village turning off slowly.
Yeah.
It's very, very
Yeah. The sun rise up, more and more, yeah, people are coming. And this was also like a little, the feeling like you described was also like this weekend. It was like, I don't know, with all in one, it was like 25 people, I would,
yeah,
say, for the,
yeah,
for the
23. No,
23, yeah, people for the Nova Eroica gravel camp, and when we had the talks, and then was the evening, the nice food, then waking up in the morning, have this nice yoga session, especially for cyclists, and then we was like, okay, nice, around 2-3 o'clock after lunch again, was perfect. We go on the bikes, and you see like, okay, everybody set it up. It's like, yeah, it's a nice feeling, and you get in contact, and this is also what I like on this kind of event. In Nova Eroica in Switzerland, my dad also did it 10 years ago, like the classic one, that you come really in contact with the people, because most of them, how you say it, they are not like, okay, I wake up at 6, push me 10 gales in it, and fast, how, yeah, fast, yeah, I can. You can do it for sure. No run. But I think
nobody will judging you.
Yeah, nobody will judging you, and there's no judgment. But a lot of people are like, hey, you know, like, let's meet and meet there, or on the day before, or on the evening there, you see like, ah, yeah, we have the same vibe, let's roll together. And that's also like really nice, yeah, boundary community thing.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you live slowly in the life, also in our, yeah, event, you can appreciate more things, for,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So it's something like when you go on holiday with your bike, you can see a lot of things. Instead, if you are going to holiday with the car and you reach the beach, you go to the beach, okay? Yeah. But you lost a lot of things before the beach, okay? During the road. Yeah. If you go to the beach with the bike, you can see a lot of things. And this is also something similar with our events. So if you go slowly during your life, during our event, you can appreciate more things. Or we know that is not always possible for sure, but maybe sometimes we just need to go slowly.
Yeah, for sure. Like we live in like a performance, how do you say, community, everything is performance, you know, like the work, the relationship, the families, like everything, you need to be there 100%, or you need to push like these kind of 8,000 watts.
To
and that it's good that you can also,
sometimes you have to breathe.
And this is important, you know, this is important because like the life goes so fast.
Yoga teacher told us.
also it's also kind of my approach. It's sometimes difficult to get it when between all the jobs and you know, like this freelancer thing and everything. But when you have like this situation where you say, okay, let's do it, but take it slow, and then you over the kilometers and over the different kind of hills, regions, you find your pace, your mood, and this that's a really important thing if you get this feeling. One of the last question is so since my podcast 8,000 Hertz, you know, has a strong cycling audience in outdoor.
Yeah,
most
yeah,
of them go
for sure.
Go cycling, and can you also dig into the bike setup or like tips for the next Nova Eroica?
Yeah, sure.
You can say, for example, what kind of bike you ride, or what's your tip
event? For sure, for sure. Our events, also the Nova Eroica Prosecco Hills, can be rode with a endurance bike. So a endurance road bike, maybe with a tires of 700 per 30, or a gravel bike, for sure is the best solution, the gravel bike, but you don't need a fat tire or a very, very big tire. I think that the best compromise is 735, 38. My choice is 38. And because there are also a lot of very, very smooth sections that can be ridden with every bike. I rode the Nova Eroica Buon Convento one time with a road bike with the 700 for 28. So it's something very, very smooth.
Yeah. It's
Strade Bianche in Tuscany is very, very smooth.
Yeah. For sure. I was also like this weekend, I was on my setup with like 45 millimeters on my gravel bike. And it was like going really smooth. But I also looked to the other ones, and it was like a mix between how you say like 35, 38 to 45. And I think this is perfect setups. And even when the people think like, do you have any training tips and things? I think in my opinion, the training is don't drink too much wine at home.
Yeah, for sure.
You will have your really good one.
Yeah.
And when you like cycling, you can do it. So no competition thing. Yeah.
No, exactly. Just enjoying. And also about the gear ratio. Nothing too much steep. Also maximum 1-to-1 if you want, but it's never really necessary.
I also saw it in
we do the steepest climb of the event yesterday.
Yeah,
and it's steep, but it also is quite short, so you can do, I think, with a lot of bikes around. Yeah. You don't need to change your cassette for our event.
Yeah. And one last question, like for the event, like here in Italy, like most of the people, are they coming like from the region, from when it's here, like in the Prosecco Hills, like in the region of Veneto, or they come all over the place from Italy, or they are coming also more and more people from, I don't know, Switzerland, Germany? France, like how is the, I think most of them are like from Italy because
but not really, because the half percent of our events are foreign participants, so mostly Europe for sure, but also from USA and from UK. And also we are very, very happy because there are also a lot of German people that come to our events. And here in the Prosecco Hills, for sure, we have also a lot of Italian participants, because in the Veneto region, there are a lot of cycling people, a lot of cyclists. Also for the gravel, there are a lot of gravel cyclists. Because in this region there are a lot of beautiful spots for the gravel, so we have a huge part of our total of the participants are Italian, but we are quite happy about the distribution of the parterre of our participants. Or because we are very, very international.
Yeah. Yes. Also, when I was in Switzerland, I saw some people from America. They were we make like we stay some days in Europe or like in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And big fan from the L'Eroica. And
If you come to Gaiole during L'Eroica. It's very, very nice, because you can hear a lot of different languages. You can hear French, you can hear Japanese, you can hear German. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward for the event in 1 month, and also for my listeners. So if there are still some places, you can check it in the show note, the link to the event, and would be nice to roll together some kilometers. I don't know, from Germany, Switzerland, Austria, France. Aucun problème, on roule. I'm really happy to be back here, because it gives in this huge world of cycling and gravel, like a super easy, nice base to have fun, and you can also go on your limit and have. For in my opinion, like the cultural and the food point is so big, and this is, in my opinion, like something really unique. I'm a big fan of it.
Okay.
I'm
Thank
a bigger
you.
Fan of it, and I also need, when we are finished with the podcast, to call my dad and say like, "Hey, Papa, we need to go this year again to the old school or to the original Eroica."
Yeah, yeah.
My little brother did it with my father. I think back in the days it was in Siena, and because we have also some old bikes, and then I keep you updated when I'm. With the old jerseys.
So double Eroica for you this year.
Yeah, double, triple. Why not?
Good.
Yeah. Do you have other? Do you have a question, or do you want to say some last words? Or you are fine? And because for me it was really interesting to get some super nice insights. If you have any other question, you can check the show notes. The website is also really nice. The design of Eroica is also, like, in my opinion, famous, unique. Also, you see it, you have directly a nice identity.
Thanks.
And
Very happy to hear this because I will manage personally.
Okay, okay,
the
okay.
Brand identity and okay. Something always challenging.
Yeah, for sure. It's like really, really important because everything goes really, really fast. Also in the cycling, there are brands coming up, brands going down and everything. Even also with events, you know, like back in the days.
We are trying to do timeless, you know.
Yeah,
something
not
classic, but timeless.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's something challenging.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because the fonts maybe... can be hold in the future, and something challenging, but in my opinion we are trying to do a good job.
You get the attention.
Yes,
you really see over the years, and this is important. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And this was the special edition from Italy, from the Prosecco Hills, Nova Eroica. I keep you updated in 1 month. You see it live and direct over my channel, or I take my podcast equipment with me, and perhaps I have another talk with some other riders. And thank you for tuning in. And if you like it, you can just give me some, I don't know how you say it in Spotify, like this kind of not likes, like a good recommendation or something. I never say. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your time, for the invitation.
Thank you.
And bye bye bye. Yeah.
Ciao.
Ciao.